This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's 5:36 and you're listening to the Evening Edition with Ayman and Lynn. And in the studio with us is Sean Tanis for the Market Wrap. So, Budget 2020 has put a lot of focus on jobs for Malaysians, the changing demographics, the work environment, things like that. And one thing that has stood out was the renewed effort to address the increasing number of unemployed graduates. How do you see this developing, Sean?
Yeah, so the Malaysia at Work initiative was introduced in Friday's budget tabling, and it was not just about getting specific sections of the Malaysian demographic to either get back to work or actually find work. There are incentives for employers as well to hire Malaysians. So there's some, you know, sort of unfounded paradox in this whole predicament as usual. You know, if you pay too low, no one wants to work. If you pay too high, then the employers suffer as well. So the gist of what was announced under this initiative include graduates who secure a job after having been unemployed for more than a year will receive RM500 per month from the government for a duration of 2 years. And then employers will also receive a hiring incentive of up to RM300 per month for each new hire over 2 years. So at a post-budget press conference, Finance Minister Lim Guan Eng expressed the intention behind this initiative, which includes, you know, hopefully creating 350,000 jobs for Malaysians. And that's the target, at least, that he's saying. This is what he said.
We have come up with this scheme where we incentivize not just unemployed graduates or unemployed workers, but also employers to employ these Malaysian workers, graduates or non-graduates. As a start, we know that employers cannot pay so high. But if you pay too low, it's very difficult to motivate Malaysian workers to work. So we try to bridge that gap, incentivize employers to employ them, at the same time incentivize the Malaysian workers by giving them the necessary motivation to work. Now, to make this happen, we are entrusting EPF to set out the mechanism and also to implement them so that we can get employers and these unemployed, whether graduates or non-graduates, a job that they can not only feed themselves, feed their families. The details and the mechanisms will be announced in due course by KWSP.
So that was Finance Minister Lim Guan Eng, and he talks, of course, about the EPF getting involved in this. We're actually going to be spending all of our 6 o'clock hour looking at how the budget has impacted specific groups of people. The youth are going to be among that number. And we're also going to be talking about women, which brings us to the next point, because, of course, we've also heard the Finance Minister talking about the initiative to encourage women back into the workforce, and that's getting quite a lot of positive responses.
It is, and ultimately it's also aimed at reducing our dependence on foreign workers. So for the Women at Work program, there will be wage incentives and income tax exemptions to get women to return to work. And sometimes once, you know, women have started their families, there is reluctance perhaps due to the attractiveness of the job versus staying at home. So current women's participation in the workforce is about 55%, and Women's Aid Organization Executive Director Sumitra Viswanathan is positive about this development. This is what she said.
The government is putting in place some financial commitment towards achieving this, and we're really happy for that. We're also really excited to hear about the Women at Work incentives. These incentives are both for women and companies and will definitely encourage and enable women to return to work. And this is what we want to see.
That was Sumitra Viswanathan, the Executive Director of Women's Aid Organization. And we will be speaking to her after the 6 o'clock hour. It's 6 o'clock news to talk about how the budget will impact women. So moving on to stocks, and there was a new listing on Bursa's main market today. How did they do?
Yeah, so the company is AME Elite Consortium Berhad, and its first trade was at a slight discount, but it started to gain after that. And AME is a total solutions provider for industrial parks and factory units. And from this listing, it has raised RM111 million. So at close today, AME ended 19% higher at RM1.55, and the IPO price was at RM1.30.
Sean, thank you very much for that market wrap.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.